the Kintech studio, Kintech, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sore feet, what are you waiting for? Find your perfect fit at kintech.net. Vic Nazar here with you. Dom, Victor, behind the glass.
Not one, not two,
not three,
not three, not four.
Booker T got five, right? It was five?
That's LeBron James, Miami.
No, but Booker T did a thing like that too, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know. No. It's before my time.
Booker T is before your time?
Yes.
Were you ever a wrestling guy?
Not really.
Oh, that's unlucky.
I had a moment when I was 7.
Okay.
And that quickly got snuffed out.
Who was Dom Shimaddy's favorite wrestler?
It was either The Rock.
You seem like a John Cena guy.
No, Cena wasn't around during my time.
It was before your... Cena was before your time?
Or after my time.
Oh, you're so young.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Mysterio. Mysterio was big during my...
Yeah, Rey Mysterio, yeah. Text in, 650-650. Who was...
Undertaker.
Who is your wrestler? I'm a big Shawn Michaels guy. Again, that's...
Who is the guy? You suck. You suck. Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle, yeah. You seem like you'd be a big Kurt Angle guy.
No, actually, I wasn't. I'm Canadian, Bick. I don't cheer for the Americans.
I mean, he was just an Olympic medalist. You're definitely cheering for a American if you were watching wrestling.
It's yeah, like, but
pretty
was,
good chance.
He was all patriotic.
Sure. All right. You can text in as well, 650-650, into that Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Three stores to serve you in Ladner on Bridge Street, Dunbar Lumber Express at Ladner Center, or Arbutus in Vancouver, online at dunbarlumber.com. Also, 604-280-0650, open segment, open boards for you. That is our hotline, Dispatch Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Hotline. The first call, the only call, first one text in, Mick Foley. We should do a guy's name and dudes one day.
Friday wrestlers.
That might be the move come this Friday here on the People's Show. Guys and gals name and dudes. Just participate in the Friday segment here. Big day. Sun's out. Shirt weather. Short weather. Skirt weather. Whatever you're doing. Hope you're having a good Monday.
United kit weather.
United kit weather behind the glass. Team viewer. Proud on display. By Victor and Dom here.
That's my name.
I went all black. I'm actually wearing a Beatles shirt, famously from Liverpool.
For their funeral.
But I went all black. It's a sad day, you know?
Multi-lead,
not goal lead, but multiple leads in that game. And, hey, if you saw it on Sportsman on the weekend, man, FA Cup action at its finest.
It was popping
4-3! 121st-minute winner! Through the range of emotions that day, yesterday. Sports, man. Sports are just the best drug.
It is.
I was buzzing all day. All day, nothing could go wrong. I was like, you know what? Ahmad scored a 121st minute winner. That's all that matters.
Might take my shirt off.
And then a 123rd minute red card.
What a flex. What a flex. Just kind of pulled the Bo Jackson. Scores a touchdown, runs right down the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Except this one was a red card.
Enforced.
Red card. All right. Some good texts already coming in. Everyone's texting in their favorite wrestler, 650-650. Kane! The Rock! Triple H!
Kane was good.
Were my guys. When Kane like first spoke, that was always he had the voice box thing, didn't he? That was always a creepy one. The wrestling video games are always classics.
There's a one-legged wrestler from WWE that's a deep pull. Zach Gowen. He was around during my time.
All right. I don't remember that.
Someone might.
I probably checked out by that stage. I was like...
You were 40 when I was like 7, right?
I'm a man. I'm 40. I was probably like 1995 to 01. I was kind of a wrestling guy. Okay. That was about my stretch. There was a show here in Vancouver way back when, like an In Your House that I went to. Vader was there.
Really?
Shawn Michaels. And yeah, it was a good one. Had nice corner seats. All right, let's get to it. New segment on the show. We call it The Tea.
How long is it new?
I'm gonna, you know, my rule is basically keep saying it until someone questions you.
I just did.
It's kind of like Happy New Year, okay. Right? You keep saying Happy New Year, and someone goes, "You're still saying that?
Okay.
Are you okay? It's January 24th. You don't need to keep saying it.
It's
March
18th.
So it's no longer new. We've done it for a week. We're not doing it anymore.
It's entrenched now.
The T.
Today's T. In the last 19 games since the All-Star break, Elias Pettersson has 4 goals and 11 assists. That's 15 points for those who can do math. And is sitting at a 0 plus minus. He sits outside the NHL's top 25 scorers in that timetable. Is it safe to throw Elias Pettersson on the milk carton?
Hang on. You just list a bunch of stats of, like, somewhat productive. That was not, like, a point a game.
Yes.
But, like, 15 over 19 isn't terrible.
No, it's not.
Outside the top 25 in a 19-game stretch isn't terrible. But I did say on Saturday night he's disappeared as much as Kate Middleton.
Thank you.
In that game in particular, a game that, like, it was concerning, man. That game was crying out for a couple of more elite performers with a bit of more courage, at the very least. Someone to dictate themselves into that game a bit more.
I just,
Saturday, it needed it. And I'll pose it to people, too. 650. Like, what is on your levels of concern right now? Because, look, everything is going rosy. I want to be clear about that. It's not that negative media coming out here trying to drum up a story.
I am.
They're good, okay? They're going to the playoffs. Everything's fine. But you want to hit your stride. You want to hit game one in stride.
You want to, yes.
Come playoff time. So they hit a bit of a speed wobble here, the Colorado game. And, you know, Saturdays was just uninspiring. And we'll get to the line changes that they made today at practice. Speaking of uninspiring, what is on your list of concern right now? Text in 650-650. Is he on the milk carton? Saturday wasn't very good from Elias Pettersson alongside others. So I want to see an improved performance coming up against Buffalo tomorrow, certainly. But, you know, I've by and large defended Elias Pettersson.
You have.
Form is temporary. Talent is forever. It'll bounce back. Not too worried about the standing of Elias Pettersson over these next 8 years.
Sound like
when
Shane
it comes
Falco
to
the replacements.
Where did you out yourself saying that that's like your favorite movie? You basically just said that's like your favorite movie. How many times have you watched the replacements in your
Man,
life?
It used to be on TBS every weekend.
It really was, yeah. He's anything but an unconventional coach. We get it. Dom, you're anything but an unconventional
Elias
producer.
Elias Pettersson needs heart.
Not on the milk carton just yet, but you're in the aisle, basically. You haven't seen it on the milk carton, but you're in the aisle shopping for the milk.
You can see there's someone missing on the milk.
Yeah.
If you can squint hard enough, you can tell it's Elias Pettersson. Here's just a Quebec. Here's just a couple names in that same 25-game stretch. Is it 25? What
19-game stretch, you said outside the top 25.
Sorry, yes. That are in the top 25. Connor McDavid, no shock there. Nathan MacKinnon, Nikita Kucherov, Leon Draisaitl. The guys he was compared to in his contract extension are Timmy Panarin, William Nylander. These are all guys that are producing the last 25 games.
Right, but you're
games.
Just choosing like this random sample then of like 19 games and well, be like, hey, let's use
I'll
this
tell you
one.
Why it's not a random sample, because the Canucks have clearly slumped and have been on a downward trend since the All-Star break. I think we can all tell that this team is lost its urgency since the All-Star break. Is that a false statement? I don't think it is.
I don't know about lost the urgency. I think other teams have raised their urgency because that's what's naturally supposed to happen this time of the year.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think
the Canucks
the
are just waiting
game,
for the playoffs.
The Colorado game wasn't that bad. They got very unlucky. The third period was bad, but the first 40 minutes, they were fine. They did enough to win, but other teams raised their level. That's what happens this time of the year, and the Canucks haven't gotten to that stage. I don't think they've lost the step at all. It just at this time of the year, you're supposed to be picking things up, and it just hasn't happened right now. They're not under 500 since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but what do you expect from a player of Elias Pettersson?
But you're painting out this picture that's like, it's been so terrible. They're not like careening down. Like Vegas has been worse.
I'm not saying they're careening down. I think the standard that we expect from this team has definitely slipped. And that's concerning to me. And why is it? Why you're looking at me like I'm not allowed to be concerned?
No, you can have areas of concern, but like they're two games removed from a four-game winning streak against L.A., Vegas, Winnipeg. Like, three games, everyone was like, hey, you got to do – What have you done for me lately? It's like, that's 2 games ago.
That's a small sample size. I'm telling you,
you're talking about a 19-game sample size. Yeah. That's already a small sample size.
That's a quarter of a season
almost.
He was
player of the month in January. That's not that far along.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, we're talking about since the All-Star break. We're talking about a quarter of a season.
And he had, like, 30 points in 20 games before then. It's look, right now, he's got to pick it up. No doubt. He's got to improve. But this overwhelming sentiment is like, oh, it's taking a step back. It's just he's just got to pick it up. He's basically on the same pace. Your 19 games here is just you're too shoehorned on 19 games here.
Perhaps.
Player's good. The player's good.
But there's always milestones in a season. There's always points in a season, checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And the All-Star game is one of those checkpoints. And since that checkpoint, it's been underwhelming.
650. Drew in the River District. All Canucks were garbage versus the Caps. Plain and simple. Pettersson needs no special treatment, but Tocchet needs to treat him like the rest of the team.
True. Very good. Can I move on to the next bit of team?
Hit it.
Sportsnet Elliot Friedman today on Donnie and Dolly saying that there is a deal to be made with the Filip Peronic. We mentioned this last week. Sat mentioned in the sixes. Elliot today saying at the max range, 7.5. And if he wants to go more, it could, quote, cause problems.
Well, have the Canucks managed to get to 7.5, right? Like, I'm sure from Filip Peronic's camp, you're sitting here saying, well, 7.5 over 8 years. That sounds fantastic. What was that number? $60 million. That's the number we were talking about on Friday as well. You get to $60 million, maybe things change. But if you're in the Cam Fowler $52 million range, if you're in the who else got a the Uyghur, like those guys, $50 million ranges, yeah, it might be difficult. A hometown discount, like anything past $4 million, that's about the extent of a hometown discount. We're talking about $500,000 a year, 8 years, $4 to $5 million. You can probably make a player budge on that. Anything past that, it's going to be tough. If there's an $8 million gap right now in valuation, this is going to be really interesting for these next couple of months after the playoffs.
In that same vein, Patrick Alvin told the Athletics' Pierre LeBrun that they will wait for the offseason to sign teams pending UFAs unless they come to the table begging to sign a team-friendly deal.
Yeah, I don't think any players going to the playoffs are racing to sign team-friendly deals right now. Who knows if you're going to be a playoff hero? You score the game clinching goal, series clinching goal. Suddenly your price goes up a little bit more. You're a playoff performer all of a sudden. How does that carry weight in the unrestricted free agent market? Start looking around at teams that, you know, some teams don't have playoff success. Some teams never make the playoffs.
It can work both ways, though.
If you're a depth player, you're not too concerned about not showing up.
Yeah, I guess so. But one moment
for an unrestricted free agent as a depth player could be the thing. People still talk about Tyler Mott in this market.
Yeah, that's true.
You just got to be great one game, and suddenly it's like, hey, that depth player, he's clutch. And Tyler Mott, I love Tyler Mott, deserves to be spoken about. But that's the point. It's you show up once big in the playoffs, and that was the bubble.
Think about Max Lapierre. Perfect example.
Deserves the hype, man.
Yeah. Anything else to add on that? I guess
The other thing from Demko or from Alvin in his chat with Pierre LeBrun, Demko week to week.
Yeah.
Which Dakota Joshua is week to week as well. That's kind of extending a bit far now.
Well, what we heard today is Dakota Joshua won't be back this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping.
But you stretched that out to what was it, February 15th,
yeah.
February 13th. So we're up over a month now. 4 to 6 on hand injuries.
Yeah. Right. Next bit of tea from today's practice, actually. Elias Lindholm is back on Power Play 1 in practice today, and he's centering a line with Mikheyev and Lafferty 5-on-5.
All right. This is what I was talking about, uninspiring. I actually really like Lindholm back on Power Play 1. Just get your five best out there.
Yeah.
Just get your five best out there. You know, Suter's done a decent cameo appearance. Garland's done a cameo appearance. But right now, just get your five best out there. Also, I would say five of your smartest players, let them figure it out. Obviously, they got to work on some things, but just get your five best out there. The lines themselves, I'm sure you've heard about by now. Hoaglander, Pettersson, Garland, Suter, Miller, Besser, Mikheyev, Lindholm, Lafferty, Podkolzin, Bluger, Oman, PDG was the extra skater amongst the forwards at practice today. Hughes, Hronek, Cole, Myers, Zadorov, Soucy, with Soucy back on the right side. Friedman, Juulsen, your extras at practice today. Not a game day. So tomorrow, things could change. They don't traditionally do the morning skates or they ease it up. So fairly good indicator. That group of forwards, rather uninspiring. I feel bad for Ilya Mikheyev. Turned on a little bit with Miller and Besser. Sent down to Lindholm and Lafferty, third line duty. And I look at that group, like Lindholm's having some struggles here. Unless this is a Mikheyev has played well, maybe he can help Lindholm scenario. Who's scoring goals on that line? Sam Lafferty, Elias Lindholm, and Ilya Mikheyev. Ilya Mikheyev like breaks a 35-game goal streak. We're like, all right, maybe he can start going on a run right now. Really worried about the offense on that one. The Pettersson-Garland one, it's been different, obviously, for Garland with off of Bluger's line away from Joshua. I look at that and say, is Elias Pettersson going to have to become the primary goal scorer on a line? Now, he should be anyways, obviously, but he's a play distributor as well. It feels like he's going to have to pick up his shooting rate significantly tomorrow against Buffalo if Hoaglander and Garland are his line mates. That, you know, so some guys are going to dig some pucks out, maybe feed Elias Pettersson, but I got some worries about what that line looks like. And Suter, Miller, Besser. Like, I don't understand how Suter isn't pushed out of the bottom six. Like, what's the recent run here that's keeping Pew Suter in the top six right now? It's a goal and assist against Winnipeg, but by and large, you know, rather uninspiring from Pew Suter here in the last 8-9 games here, 3 points.
Is this team just starving for Dakota Joshua to come back? Isn't that weird to say?
But that like, yeah, line, you're right. It was a thought I had today. And going into the deadline, it's like, okay, need one more winger. Joshua comes back, everyone will slot in nicely. Suter maybe goes back to the fourth line and stands out. But right now, like, okay, Dakota Joshua comes back. You can't be in this much peril because the third line winger went out. And that's starting to feel what it feels like. We got a lot of texts on the postgame show on Saturday. It's like you're really starting to see Joshua's importance, and it's hard to ignore that those texts are fair and correct.
And if only Elias Pettersson would just drive a line the way, you know, Nathan MacKinnon or Connor McDavid could, you know, just.
Well, he's making 7.8 this year. He's not making $12 million.
All right, I'm kidding. Anyway,
by the way, those guys have Rantanen and Draisaitl. It's like it's such nonsense. Such nonsense. Why do you think we sat here on Friday on trade deadline? We're like, oh, it'd be really great if they got a Jake Gensler, Tyler Toffoli.
Gotcha.
Because it's Nils Hoaglander and Sam Lafferty and it's Mikheyev. Good players. I like the players, but come on. It's okay for good players to have good players with them.
All right, Vic. The last one here, from me anyway. The league, the NHL, has signed on to do a behind-the-scenes series with Amazon Prime that will center around 10 to 12 star NHL players. Will you watch?
Absolutely.
I'm a content fiend. Anything like this, sports-wise, yeah. Feed it to me.
This
plug
is
in my veins.
This feels like uncharted waters a little bit for the NHL.
Well, they did the all-in or whatever it's called for the Leafs.
Now, that was one team focus.
Yeah.
And at least in the past, they've done 24-7. But how long ago was 24-7?
They still do it every year.
Do they?
Road to the Winter Classic. It's just not on TV.
Oh.
They throw it on their YouTube, I believe.
Well, then mea culpa. Sorry, yeah. I didn't know that one.
I think Leif Schreiber still voices it.
But the original, like Crosby, Ovechkin, Pens,
HBO,
Caps,
yeah.
Right? Like, that was awesome.
That was the best.
So they absolutely need something like this to keep it going. And the fact that what stands out to me is the features that we just talked about, team-focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's traditionally what hockey is, right? Logo before the nameplate, all that.
Star-focused
is to me what stands out. They're going to track 10 to 12 players. You're going to get your chance to have access to that and see.
It's just Connor McDavid talking about his teammates.
Talking about his great view. If now, again, here's the thing. We're going to find out a lot about the culture of hockey content on something like this for exactly what you just said. If you do this and you highlight 10 to 12 players and Maybe it's Connor McDavid. Maybe it's not, because maybe it wasn't an interesting subject. But if the subjects aren't interesting in this spot, it also might put to bed a lot of ideas of, oh, they got to do this. They got to do this. Because there has to be a willingness from the players
exactly
to engage the fans a little bit. And if after this, where you're the sole subject on specials like this and it's subdued, to say the least, I think there's going to be a big call to be like, all right, maybe this stuff isn't as interesting as we want it to be.
By the way, the series will debut in the fall, so it's in production.
All right. Good stuff. Also, like before the show, a couple hours, Jonathan Lekaramäki's season. Over.
Is he going to Abbotsford?
Well, is he going to go to World Championships as well? Something else Patrick Elvin discussed with Pierre LeBrun, which has been mentioned too in the city as well. Overall, fantastic year for Jonathan Lekaramäki, but his season over at the SHL, over, and we'll be seeing him potentially at the World Championships. But it was always discussed here, like people wanted to rush it and say, hey, could he be something that features? And the Canucks, like best case scenario was Black Ace in the playoffs. But World Championship seemed like on the horizon for Jonathan Lekaramäki. All right. Man, that's the T. It's a lot going there. The Rager texts in, give us Hughes and Tkachuk brothers, or that series is going to be insanely boring. Yeah, just feature all the brothers. I'd be for that.
That should be a whole other show. What's that? There's the reality TV series, streaming service, Hey You, I think.
What? No, I don't know what that is.
It's basically just all like reality TV. They should have that.
Like the whole service is like
just reality TV.
Love is Blind, yeah, Survivor,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
all that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Give me that, but hockey content.
Interesting. Interesting.
Brothers Hughes.
The Brothers Hughes. Is there not like a tagline to that? Is the Brothers Grimm and something else too?
It's a reach thing.
Oh.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll ask him.
I'm in a different spot today. We're having studio issues. I'm throwing off my game a little bit. The perspective
like
of my
going,
world.
Yeah. It's like a center going to the wing.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Or even as something as simple as like you sit in the wrong spot on the couch. It's like you traditionally are in one spot and child sits on the, it throws off the flow. My perspective of everything is different. I'm closer to the glass today. I'm not sure I enjoy this.
We'll get engineering on it.
You're closer to Dom and further away from me. Is that what you don't like?
No, technically closer to both of you, am I not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Technically?
Thanks, Vic.
But it's the glare angle of this. It's different. Worlds are colliding here. All right. On the other side, Tim Murray going to join us from VSiN, chatting with the NCAA March Madness bracket. Are we doing a bracket this year, Dom? A listener's bracket? Do we have details on this?
If you go to Sleeper, the fantasy sports app, and just search up Sportsnet 650. Our bracket should pop up. Also, go to my Twitter account, at Dom Schermatti, and I have a link for you there if you want to join. And go head-to-head with some of our hosts and producers.
Can we go to at Sportsnet 650? Is there just a retweet button you can hit there? And people,
you know what?
To...
Just because you said it, I'll retweet it.
There we go. So if you want to join our March Madness bracket, which we did last year. Who won last year?
The money?
No. Who had the most points last year?
I'd have to look it up. But I'm pretty sure Elon won the money, so we'll just.
The money. I won the pool. He's a paper champion.
Did you just set that up to?
Of course.
Pat yourself on the back.
Of course.
Man.
You also admit that you didn't pay then.
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't have much investment into it.
It's a $5
weird
investment.
Flex.
No. It was just like $5 investment. Whatever. I'll join the March Madness pool. Cool. It was $10 last year, wasn't
five.
It? $5. All right. Anyways.
What is it this year?
$5.
It's still $5.
People are cheap.
But also, some people didn't pay. I wasn't the only one that didn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
And
Thomas
so,
Drance kept promising to pay, never did.
So after, like, the third day, I was like, oh, I'll get you the money. And other people just didn't pay. And I was like, all right, I don't care about the March Madness pool enough. I did very minimal research. So I'm not going to pay.
But who does, other than Elon Chark, who does massive research? Like, Elon was in here for an hour looking up picks.
Drance is massive, massive research.
But he doesn't
count. The bracket? Why?
Because he doesn't pay.
If you don't pay, you don't count. Good theory. Again, if you want to join the bracket, at Sportsnet650 on our Twitter page, and through the Sleeper app, you can also search Sportsnet650. March Madness, one of the best times of the year. Chaos starting up this Thursday for the bracket. You can get involved. We'll talk to Tim Murray from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, on the other side, breaking down the Madness bracket. Before we go to break, this segment brought to you by JanPro, the leaders in commercial cleaning and janitorial. Don't forget about the janitorial. If your workplace demands a clean environment, contact JanPro for a free, no-obligation quote. Visit janpro.ca. Tim Murray on the other side, home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.